live or tape.
Hi, it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and indeed we are live. Nightline from now until 8 o'clock. John Stevens here with special guests tonight. Greg Morris from Mission Impossible and friend Jerry R. Carroll from the Hartford Police Department. And we're going to suspend the usual format tonight. We won't be taking general questions, but we will be talking about the golf match coming up next week. Jerry R. Carroll is going to fill us in on that. And Greg Morris, I'm sure, has tales yet untold to tell our audience. Greg Morris, of course, of Mission Impossible fame, among other things. And perhaps you could just get things off the ground for us, Greg, and tell us when things turned around for you, when you first made it big, as they might say, in show business.
Well, I would have to say it was Mission. I had worked in about 60 to 70 different television shows as guest star, as featured artist. Bruce Geller and I knew each other, and it very simply was I got a call from my agent wanting to know if I wanted to do a series. I had turned down 3 series before that, which they knew, and I went out to Paramount, which at that time was Desilu Studios, met with Bruce for about 10 minutes, took the script home, read it, called my agent and said negotiate, and we were off and running.
And it's just like that.
Right.
You know, there's something that has occurred to me that strikes me rather funny. Perhaps it will strike no one else funny, but I'm thinking of all those fabulous gimmicks that you used on Mission Impossible. I wondered, first of all, if you're in private life an electronics buff. And then I thought to ask you if you had gimmicked one of the holes of the golf course to, to nurse the putt right in.
Well, first of all, I must tell you in all humility and modesty, I am a genius. Yes. Secondly, I have not been to the golf course yet, but I will see what I can do while I'm out there. And if I make a 40-foot putt, I hope nobody says he gimmicked it.
Okay.
I started in radio, incidentally.
In radio, where?
Yes, I did. At WSUI in Iowa. And I was a jock. I started out as a radio actor. And I have done, you know, I used to do different voices, and I did radio dramatics, and I love radio very much.
Did you say Iowa?
All right.
Where in Iowa?
It's a state out there somewhere. It's about 940,000 miles from Minnesota. At Iowa City. And WSUI was the first radio station west of the Mississippi River to broadcast play-by-play sports.
Is that at the university?
At the university, yes. That's where I went to school. But it's not just the university station. It has a radius of about, as I remember, about 300 miles.
I perked up at the mention of Iowa because the first station I worked at was in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, so I know a little bit about that town.
So you see the common beginnings. Great things are in store.
Of course.
Jerry R. Carroll, how are the arrangements coming on the match?
The arrangements on the match are coming well. Greg will tell you that when we got to the hotel, though, things were not going well. That's why our two other guests aren't here yet. They're still fighting the Democrats down there trying to get out.
Yeah, there's a convention down there. And there are a lot of people in the lobby, a lot of, you know, marvelous people. I must say this, that this is my first year here. And I came because I'm very honestly a kid freak. And I mean that very honestly. I was asked to come. I'm not a great golfer at all. I only play it now and then, as most of us do. I have not played that much golf, but when Jimmy Hampton, who unfortunately is not here yet, called me and asked me if I would come in for this cause, I said yes. And while I have only been in Hartford for about, oh, I'd say probably 2 hours, somewhere about that, the two gentlemen who picked us up from the airport, the arrangements that have been made for us and the people that I have met make me look forward to playing on Monday and at playing at the club tomorrow and Sunday, because I've met some marvelous people, and all I can say is that you guys ought to be awful proud of these guys.
Well, you said you're not a great golfer. I rather suspect that anybody that plays in this match is a great golfer.
Oh,
for the occasion, really.
I agree with you. But Greg picks up 40-foot putters.
Oh, yeah, I have 40-foot gimmies. I can be 90 feet from the pin, and if I'm tired, I'll pick it up. All I can say is that whatever threesome has bought me and plays with me, do not bet.
Okay, I suspect we've got a lot of people out there on the lines that want to get in touch with us. Yeah. In the event someone doesn't know the numbers, they are 527-4188 if you want to dial in. If you're in Springfield, Deep River, Lyme, Saybrook, or anywhere down by the shore, it's Enterprise 9842. Okay?
Hey, is a radio guy who can read.
And we'll get back to Greg Morris, and we'll get to the phones in just 1 minute.
Do you know that a couple of years ago at this very same supermarket, I could get about 3 bags full of groceries for the same price I'm paying for these few little items?
Carrots, 39.
Sometimes it makes more sense to eat out, like McDonald's.
McDonald's?
I get a cheeseburger, french fries, Coca-Cola, and still get change back from a dollar. Would you believe that?
42 cents.
When you consider there's no cooking and you don't have to clean up, it's more than worth it.
You deserve
this roast.
McDonald's can show your kids how to help kids who have muscular dystrophy. Just pick up an order form at participating McDonald's and send for our free muscular dystrophy carnival kit. It tells them how to run a fun-filled carnival and raise money for this year's drive against muscular dystrophy. McDonald's Muscular Dystrophy Carnival Kit, a great way to have fun and help others too. No purchase necessary. McDonald's urges you to help fight muscular dystrophy.
And we're back now to the phone calls, 527-4188, Enterprise 9842. If you'd like to talk to Greg Morris or get some information from Jerry R. Carroll. Hi, you're on Nightline.
Hi, Mr. Morris, please.
Go right ahead.
Hello, love.
Oh, hi, Mr. Morris. I just want you to know that everyone knows you, of course, from Mission Impossible, but I want you to know that we all respect and admire you so much for your activities with the young people in California. Could you tell us a little bit about this and also tell us what we in aviation here in the East could do to help young people?
Well, there are two important verbs to me. First of all, thank you. I've worked with young people across the country, and I intentionally say worked with, and I rap with. I don't talk to, because I think there are too many people talking to other people, older people to older people to young people, etc. The two most important verbs to me are to listen and to care. A lot of us, fortunately, are able to hear, but that's a physical faculty. You have to listen. It's called read between the lines. And the caring is don't sympathize with or empathize with or pity or feel sorry for, but it's to care. And I think that when, from my experience, and I only speak for myself, when I have rapped with young people, basically what I'm trying to say to them is, hey man, somebody of another generation cares, and I guarantee you the response has been marvelous.
Yes, it certainly has, and I've enjoyed the articles I've read about this, you know, pictures of you and showing you with the young people, and the airplanes and everything, and exactly, you do more than talk with them. You take them for airplane rides and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, I do that, because, you know, you don't have to get to be 30 years old to be an individual.
Yes.
To be someone respected and someone thought of as an individual, you were born that way. And I think one of the major problems is there are too many of us old heads that want to say you're too young or you're too old or whatever. Because again, I go back to we don't listen. When we start listening, I think we can solve a lot of problems, and I must put a postscript to that, not only with the young people, but we can solve a lot of old problems if we listen.
Well, I think you've done a wonderful job, not only in your vocation, but in your outside activities.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Quarter after 7 here on Nightline, our guest Greg Morris and Jerry R. Carroll from the Hartford Police Department, and there's somebody on the line. Hi, you're on Nightline.
Hello. I have two questions.
Okay, go right ahead.
The first one is, I'd like to have the number to the baseball team players. I'd like to have, you know, for the Boston Red Sox players.
I'm sorry, we can't handle that question tonight, but would you like to say hi to Greg Morris? You would not like to say hi to
not
Greg Morris.
You got a fast answer about that.
You're on Nightline.
Hello, Greg.
Yeah.
One, I have a sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing.
I read an article about you, a friend of yours, quoting a friend of yours, because you're supposed to be so marvelous at Mission Impossible with your great dexterity with everything from a screwdriver to a pair of pliers and so forth. He said, hell, that guy, Greg, can't even screw in a light bulb.
Well, you mean an ex-friend of mine. Yes, is what you mean.
No, and question number two. Is it true that some of the paper, trade papers carried the fact that Mission Impossible, which I believe was at the height of its popularity, was taken off? Was that because they could get it into the rerun stage?
That's partially true. To be very honest, I would prefer not to discuss what happens in the business. Yes, that is partially true. Our show was very expensive.
Oh, I see.
By the seventh year, we were spending approximately $225,000 to $250,000 per episode.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
It was a good show.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you, Greg.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And it's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. Greg Morris here to take your questions on Nightline. Hi, you're on Nightline.
I'd like to know the address of the Hartford Golf Club where the tournament's going to be held.
Okay, Jerry.
It's on Norwood Road in West Hartford, right off of Albany Avenue.
Thank you very much.
Please be there.
Right, I will.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Hello, Mr. Arcaro, please.
Yes.
Mr. Arcaro?
Yes?
Congratulations on doing such a wonderful job.
Well, it's the work of many, many people, and on behalf of them, I thank you.
Well, very good. I was wondering, I've been hearing that Perry Como is going to be in town Sunday, and I was wondering if he's going to play in the tournament.
Well, he's supposed to be here, and if he'll play, it's depending on how he feels when he gets in town. Now, I understand he has a problem with his leg.
Oh, is that right? Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. 527-4188 if you're dialing us here at Nightline, or Enterprise 9842 if you're calling from Springfield, Essex, Saybrook, Deep River, or Lyme. And we have a studio full of guests, all having to do with the benefit golf match coming up the first of the week. Jerry, fill us in on the details again with you. The time, what's the starting time, who's teeing off first, if you know that?
Unfortunately, we don't know who's teeing off first.
I guarantee you it's not me.
That was Greg Morris.
It's going to be an interesting day. As Mr. Morris, Jimmy Hanfman just walked in the studio, and Hadley Mattingly has just arrived. They fought their way out of the Hartford Hilton. You can see the battle scars on them now. But it'll start around 8 o'clock in the morning, and it'll run through until about 6:30 p.m. Everyone's invited to come on up. The admission fee is $3 per individual. A family plan of 5 tickets for $10 is available, and it's just going to be a fun day for everybody.
Yeah, but I think that also, Jerry, what you should tell them is where the money is going.
Right. It's going to the Newington Children's Hospital, which everybody in Connecticut is familiar with and the work they do, and the Jimmy Fund Hospital in Boston, which is a cancer research center for children. And as I said, I guess it was last Sunday when I was on, and to go up there and see a six-month-old baby dying of cancer is quite pitiful. Some people laugh at it, you know, you'd be surprised, but not too many, fortunately.
Well, at $3 and a family ticket for 5 people for $10, it's cheaper, twice the price, Jerry. And we hope the place is mobbed except for the fairways.
Yeah, we'll even let them be mobbed.
We don't care.
No, no.
Our numbers have grown from 3 to 5. Jerry, would you do the honors?
Mr. Mattingly was on Doctari.
That's right.
And Jimmy Hampton just got done making a movie with Burt Reynolds. And if anybody, the women in the audience, want to know about Burt Reynolds, just call up.
Well, everybody is.
Is he really that pretty? Well, I just want to know. Is he that pretty?
Our phone lines look like Times Square, so let's take a call here. An Enterprise call. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yes, go right ahead.
I'm a great admirer of Greg Morrison.
He's listening and taking it all in.
When I was looking at Mission Impossible, it was in a little town way up in Vermont, Norwich, Vermont, which is about halfway up the state, just about 5 miles above White River Junction.
Is that close
and
to Bennington?
I never missed a program of Mission Impossible. And Greg Morrison was one of my favorites. He never, never let me down.
I think she's thinking of Peter Lupin.
Always the very thing in all of these intricate electrical devices that he, you just felt, oh, if I ever had a repairman like him. But I never found one.
And all your
I did a lot of sweating, too.
Well, it was just absolutely wonderful, and it took you out of yourself. It was just exactly like one of the best mysteries that was ever written. You forgot all about your daily troubles. You forgot all about the things that you were troubled with, and you knew that they were going to walk off together. Everything was going to be all right. The truck was going to be closed.
Of course, I fixed it.
Yes.
I built it.
You did?
I invented it.
Well,
I'm glad. Thank you very much, because that is what we, very honestly, we did it for 7 years, and we hoped that we would get that kind of reaction, and we were very fortunate to get that kind of reaction from around the world, and you're a sweet lady for saying it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because you gave it to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. We've got a lot of people waiting to get in touch with us here. Hi, you're on Nightline.
Hi, I live in Bloomfield. What I want to know from Mr. Arcaro, can tickets be purchased at the gate?
Yes, they can, sir. They can be purchased at the gate the day of the event.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Greg, I understand you gave the earliest starting time to Jimmy Hampton. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Jimmy Hampton will be there at 6:30, and
I'm going
Mr.
Out
Mattingly,
tonight.
Yes, Mr. Mattingly will be there at 6:45.
That's right, and we'll both be the last to finish. You may not be familiar with my accent, but it's like Jim Hampton's. It's from Texas.
It's from Alabama.
I didn't know they had Texas in London.
Oh, yes, plenty of us, you know. We came over and went to Eton and changed. And changed considerably, yes.
Would you send Jimmy to Eton, please?
Well, Jimmy could just failed the entrance exam, so he just went to Harrow, you know. But he's a fine cricketer.
Are you a cricketer?
You know, I'm just sitting here wondering why we're not on television, because I'm making all these wonderful faces and you guys are doing all the talking.
Yeah, and if people could see the way you look tonight.
Go on, Jim, talk.
I'm thinking
talk
about
the way you talk to that air hostess
repeat,
on the plane
repeat
coming
after
up.
Me. Hi.
Let's get this over and get some ribs.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, may I speak to Mr. Morris, please?
Go right ahead.
Hi.
Oh, Greg, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like to know that if one of your staff or yourself had ever been in the elevator business.
Had ever been in the elevator? No, but we had some crooked writers, and they were probably the ones that rigged the elevators.
I see. I'm in the elevator business myself, and I watched your show many, many times and seen you get in the elevator hatch in the shaft, and I thought to myself, now, there's got to be someone on the staff that must have at one time been an elevator man.
I want to ask you this, sir. Yeah. Are you in the elevator business?
Yes.
I hear it has its ups and downs.
You mean you came 45,000 miles for that line?
Good night, Jim. Good night.
No, thank you. That's very kind.
I had to go through this all the way from the airport.
The show was probably one of the best shows on TV, and I think you did a wonderful job with it.
Thank you very much, sir. That's
thank
very
you
kind.
For coming down to play in the tournament.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Where has everybody come from today, by the way?
Hunger.
They've all come in from the West Coast. They arrived at 4:55. Due to the traffic volume.
You arrived at 4:55. We arrived at 4:40.
That ain't my fault if the plane's early.
Well, we all got up at 5 o'clock this morning. You see, there's a three-hour difference in time. And it's a long walk from my house to the airport.
Yeah. You know. And those are big, heavy golf clubs you carried, aren't they?
Yeah, and somebody stole his putter, would you believe?
Yes. Would you please return Greg Morris's putter?
Wherever you are.
Maybe the people in the audience would like to know what you're involved in presently, aside from playing golf.
Can we say that on the radio?
Well, we're all out of work.
We'll take a chance.
I don't know about you.
If we had a job, we wouldn't be here.
Jimmy just got done making a movie with Burt Reynolds. Many people remember him from F Troop.
Who, Burt Reynolds?
No, you. Jimmy was the burglar, the bugler.
The burglar? I got his
putter.
You stole his clothes.
You see those cops? They never let him.
Always reverting to form.
He was the bugler that used to kick the cannon that used to knock down the...
It's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. What wow, about wow. you?
Mr. Mattingly used to be on Atari.
District Officer Headley. And I've just been playing a character part for me, the British consul from San Francisco in an Ironside.
I'll just interpret that for you, folks.
Cat was a diplomat.
That's right.
Thank you.
Let's see what the people have on the line. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, I have a few questions to ask about the golf tournament. First of all, what time will it be starting?
It will be starting at 8 o'clock.
At 8 o'clock.
Do I know you, ma'am?
No, you don't.
Okay.
What about the autograph sessions for the children?
Ma'am, they'll be running all day long.
Oh, so there's no special time for any session then. Okay. Now, will there be food available there if you come all day? My children plan on coming at the beginning and leaving at the end.
Terrific.
Will there be food and things available?
Yes, ma'am.
There will be.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm making up some sandwiches.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
ma'am, you if your calling. Children would like Mr. Morris's autograph, they can rush out on the golf course and get them.
You'll be here from 6 o'clock.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, may I speak to you? I have two quick questions. May I please first speak to Mr. Morris?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Morris.
How are you?
How are you? Fine. I can't tell you. I'm calling from South Windsor, and I've been bugging this station so long, and finally I'm getting to talk to a Hollywood celebrity, and I'll tell you, it's a thrill. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
You ought to see the engineer going in there.
Going bananas.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Mission Impossible isn't on anymore, but I did watch it, and I tell you, it was a thrill. I even have a card from Mr. Peter Graves. I got to talk with him sometime, and I tell you, it's a shame the program isn't on because it was fabulous.
Well, thank you. Pete's a nice man.
And I saw the This Is Your Life sequence, which had to be the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. The scene when your mother came out, that got to me. It really did, because... You mean my
grandmother?
Your grandmother. I'm right. sorry.
That's
was,
right.
That was amazing. I've seen that. It was on...
Oh, well, I'll give you a tip about that. That was the first time that lady had ever flown. Unfortunately, she has passed.
She's a beautiful lady.
She had never flown before, and she only flew out to California for me, that was the first time I ever genuinely cried on television.
Yeah, someday I'm going to come out to Hollywood and see all your celebrities.
Come on out to him, be a star.
Yeah. That's going to come out
fine.
To the golf
well,
course.
Well, nice talking to you. May I speak to Mr. Kennedy a second?
Oh.
Mr. Kennedy.
Again, please.
Tom Kennedy.
Oh, no, Tom's not here. Tom will be in tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. I tell you what you do. Why don't you put together about 20 of your friends, you pool your money, you come out on Monday, you'll see everybody.
Yeah, I work.
Oh, yeah.
I unfortunately work in the, just to see the celebrity.
I didn't know anybody in Hartford worked. You mean you have people who work in Hartford? No, I'm serious.
Come out at night after
because,
you work.
Let me say this, and I'm going to say this, and then I'll stop with it. The reason that all of us, Mr. Mattingly, and myself, and Tom Kennedy, and Jimmy, and all of us, the reason that we have come... is because of the fact that we believe in the hospital and in the Jimmy Fund.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you can't make it, why don't you send somebody and split the fee?
Yeah, I think I
will. About that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Mr. Morris?
Mm.
I'd like to know who you're playing with on Monday.
That's the 60.
This is a family session. I don't know. They draw for the. They draw the names. When do you draw the names, Jerry?
Saturday night. It'll be in the paper Sunday morning.
Yeah, you will know who all of us are playing with at that time, because the way that most of these tournaments are run, people like Jimmy Hampton and myself and Headley Mattingly and Dale Robertson, et cetera, we play with people from the local district who pay for the privilege of playing with us, and I don't want that to sound pretentious, but because we don't get a dime from it, so don't misunderstand. The money goes all
we
to
don't?
Charity. No, no, James, you don't get paid for this. Go back to unemployment. But come out there, I tell you what, come out on Monday, and you'll find out I might even have on some chartreuse slacks with purple polka dots.
I have another question.
He's going to dress down for the tournament.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's
What is your handicap?
Me?
He plays scratch golf, man.
Will you stop this question? I played golf 5 times in the last year. My handicap is me. Whatever they give me as a handicap, I'll play to.
He's known to pick up 40-footers.
I think you really ought to mention to the gentleman who arrived a couple of minutes late that one of the holes you have gimmicked with some leftover equipment.
No, I should not mention it because after I birdie the hole, I will take the gimmick out.
Oh,
it's only there for me.
Uh-huh. You never used to
and Judy the chimp might be my caddy.
And a very efficient one she'd be, I'm sure.
7:30 the time here on Nightline from WTIC in Hartford. We'll take time out to check the forecast.
A severe thunderstorm watch will remain in effect until 8 p.m. for most of Connecticut, central Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, and also eastern Long Island, indicating the possibility of strong gusty winds, heavy rain, and hail near thunderstorms. For Connecticut and western Massachusetts, our forecast, scattered showers and thunderstorms, possibly with strong gusty winds, heavy rain, and hail into mid-evening, and then clearing and cooler tonight, morning lows 55 to 60 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny, breezy, and cooler, highest temperature 75 to 80, and Sunday a beautiful day. Along the Connecticut and Rhode Island shoreline, there is a chance of a severe thunderstorm this evening, perhaps with strong gusty winds, but tomorrow should be a pleasant, sunny, dry day. On Long Island Sound, a small craft advisory is in effect for strong, gusty, shifting winds near thunderstorms into the evening. In Hartford right now, 79 degrees.
Bring me the money.
Okay, we're back to Nightline here from WTIC with our... A studio full of guests, including Greg Morris and Jimmy Hampton. Hadley, tell us what you're up to presently, aside from this foolishness here.
Ah, well, I've just been playing the British consul in San Francisco in an Ironside, which was great fun. And before that, I did a couple of other television shows. And before that, I did Oliver on the stage.
Oh, that's a fun show.
I played Mr. Brownlow in Oliver with Ron Moody at the Music Center in Hollywood and at the theater in San Francisco. And that was great fun. So I've been fairly busy.
Is anybody involved by any chance in summer theater?
No, I've been asked a couple of times to do. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to do because I am involved in a new show of my own where I'll be playing a narcotics agent. And it's going to be a lot of fun because we have a contract with the government, with the Drug Enforcement Administration. We will be fictionalizing some of their actual cases. And there are two major purposes to the show and the reason that I'm doing it. Number one is because I find it exciting. And number two is I hope that we can get some of that white powder off the street.
Well, that's great, Greg. That's marvelous.
Jimmy, how about yourself?
Well, when I get back Tuesday, I'm supposed to clean out the garage, and then following that, I'm supposed to wash the car. And those are I shouldn't talk about those because they're not definite. But
and those are on commercials, right? Yeah. At $52,000 a minute.
Oh, no, it's gone up now. You get $75 a minute.
I have a couple of movies coming out soon.
Oh, that's great.
And somebody's on the line. Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Greg Morris still there?
He's listening.
Huh?
He's listening.
Oh, you are, Greg?
Yes.
Oh, I want to ask you something. First, let's say that I admire your program very much. I'm talking about Mr. Impossible.
Now, thank you very much.
What's that?
I said thank you very much.
Well, you're entirely welcome.
Okay, thanks much for calling 25 before 8, and somebody's on the Nightline here. Hello.
Hello, I want to thank you for a very therapeutic program tonight. The way you're breaking up is very good.
Thank you.
It's give us therapeutic for us, too.
If you'll give us your address, we'll come right and give you a back rub.
And the last time I laughed so much was when the MASH crew was on a talk show, and they were as lucky as you are tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's very sweet of you.
That's because, you see, I'm the only straight one here. The rest of them are nuts.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Greg Moore.
Yes.
You guys are terrific tonight. I don't know whether it's the heat or me or what.
Get a hold of yourself, madam.
I'll get a hold of myself if you do, but tell me.
We're bringing radio back.
Oh, Lonnie. Listen, may I speak to Greg Morris?
Here, teacher.
Lower your voice.
I have a hall pass.
Yes, go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes. Tell me, how did you sneak your way through those elevator shafts and all that?
Well, they were all custom built. No, I'm an ex-athlete.
I don't know whether it was a gimmick. I knew you'd always get out.
Oh, we had to. We had to come back next week. I had to feed my kids.
Of course. You were the star of the show, and I missed the program very much.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have somebody paying to get in touch with us. Hi, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Dog Patch. I want to ask a question. Is that...
It's Mammy Yelcom.
Is that canned laughter in the background?
Canned laughter?
No.
More like laughter in the can, man.
I wish you were on every day, and I hope this... program is taped so it can be repeated.
We'll tape record the laughter and play it back regularly, okay? Thank you for calling.
That's funny.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, may I please speak to Mr. Hampton?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, you got one, Jimmy.
You gotta get it going, baby. Get it.
Take all the time you want, sir.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, fine. I just saw you on Password last night. I guess it was yesterday afternoon, and it was funny. I like that. You were a celebrity guest on his show.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you as the bugler in F Troop.
That's right.
And I'm wondering if the series, I know they were going to bring back a F Troop a la carte or something like that, and I was wondering if they're ever going to bring that back on.
F Troop?
Yeah, it was funny. I liked it. The Forrest Tucker, Larry Storchuk, yeah. And it was hilarious. It was probably one of the best situation comedies I've seen in a long time.
Thank you. We certainly enjoyed doing it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Where was that film, by the way?
What film?
Where was it program. Filmed? Where was that filmed?
It was filmed in, I bet you've been in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona?
No. The reason I ask you that is because there's a Fort Courage in Hallop, Arizona that everybody thinks F Troop was filmed at, but actually was filmed on the back lot at Warner Brothers Studio.
Yeah, I just hope the program comes back on because it was hilarious. I liked it very much. And you never did play that bugle, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
I played, yes. You don't think they'd hire somebody to play like that, do you?
Thank you for calling.
Oh, dear.
Hi, you're on Nightline.
Yes, Greg Morris.
Yes.
Greg talking?
Yes, this is me.
Oh.
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, I have two questions. The first one is, on your series, Mission Impossible, you're an electronic expert.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
I don't want to take too much of your time, but I've been told that these things really go on are actually practiced, but you know, before it's even put on the air.
Yes?
Is that true?
That's true. But don't try them because you'll go to jail.
Hi, you're on Nightline.
Could you tell me how many hits car insurance you got last year?
Hey. We're not taking questions on sports tonight, okay? 527-4188.
That, that was in Hartfordese.
And you can call us from Essex, Saybrook, Lyme, or Deep River, or Springfield on the
Deep River.
I'm going over, Jordan.
And right after that chorus,
this week on Super Jam.
Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Campbell!
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Galveston, Oklahoma. Galveston. Such are the dreams of the everyday housewife. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is...
And we're back to the phone calls here on Nightline. 527-4188, Enterprise 9842. Our guests all participating in the benefit golf match coming up Monday morning at the Hartford Golf Club. And we have somebody on the line there. Hi, you're on Nightline.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just hope you're taping this.
Yes, there's a man in here right now taping it.
I came home from work completely tired out. And I have never had such a shot of electricity in my life. You're wonderful.
Well, if you come out to the golf course on Monday, you'll get...
Oh, I wish I could. I'm working, I'm sorry, but the best of luck to all of you.
Thank you very much. That's probably, that shot of electricity is probably from listening to the radio in the bathtub.
No, it is not. Oh, you're wonderful.
You're not so bad yourself, lady.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We'd perhaps better get back to stating the reason for our being together here tonight, and that is to publicize
the Hartford Police Shoe Blind Charity Open benefit tournament for the Jimmy Fund Anointing Children's Hospital. Please put your...
Oh, Lord, Headley is stripping right here.
Headley is streaking
in the studio. Headley, what are you doing?
that's better. Hand him a banana.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Greg Morrison, I would like to ask you what you're doing now. I think you were just telling it when I tuned in, but I didn't get it.
Well, I'm working on a new show, sweetheart, and I'm in here for the golf tournament on Monday, and I hope that half of Hartford will be there. Oh, they can't... Oh, I'm sorry, the engineer just told me. Now can you hear me? That's better?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. I'm here for Monday's golf tournament, along with a couple
of
nuts.
Tell about the name of the show?
Name of my show?
The new show?
The new show is now tentatively entitled Stare It.
Stark?
Stare It.
Oh.
Spell that word, please.
Not sterile. No, I know. I'm not going to go there. It's Stare It. No, that'll be the name of my character.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you, love.
Is it scheduled to go on in the fall, by the way, Greg?
No, it's not. We have the story, and we have not gone to script. We go to a network next week. And we are looking for a mid-season replacement.
I see. Good enough. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes.
Right ahead.
Hello.
Don't listen to your radio, please.
All I want to say, I've never enjoyed a program so much in my life, but...
You must be dynamite.
Can I be your agent, gentlemen?
Can't make it Jeez. Monday to the game, but why don't you play up that, hey, where can we send a check, and if you can't make it...
Jerry, talk quick!
Let's send some money.
Yay, now you're talking.
Yes.
Well, they can send...
All these beautiful people come from all over the country. Just where do we send a big, fat check if you can't make it Monday and... Somebody said, well...
You can send all your big fat checks to...
We can't make it, but let's send checks instead.
You can send all your checks to Assistant Chief James W. Heslin, the Hartford Police Department, 155 Morgan Street, Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay, fine.
Made out to the Hartford Police Department Charities.
Very fine.
And after all, if you can't trust the police, who can?
There's a gentleman with an excellent suggestion. If you can't make it, send a check to Assistant Chief James Heslin at Hartford Police Department. Make the checks out to, again, Jerry?
Make it out to the Hartford Police Department Charities.
What? May I say this, please, John?
Sure.
I think you should spell Chief Heslin's name. I'm serious.
It's H-E-S-L-I-N.
That's because I can't spell. You know, and I figure there are a lot of dummies out there like me.
Hi, you're on Nightline.
Hi. I'd like to talk to Greg Morris, please.
He's listening.
Yes, darling, go ahead.
Listen, I'd like to know, what would you do if Flip Wilson called you up and asked you to play Killer?
What do I do if Flip calls me up to play Killer?
Yeah.
Ask him for how much. I really don't know how to answer that. As long as we're doing it on television, we can do it. But, you know, I don't hanky-panky.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Quarter of eight the time here on Nightline. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, I just said I think you boys are fabulous. And I have a suggestion for all of us that can't get to the golf match. Where can we send our donation?
Jerry Arcaro is standing by, just happens to have that information for you.
Well, good, and I hope it's going over the air.
It sure is.
You can send any donation that you would wish to mail to Assistant Chief James W. Heslin, H-E-S-L-I-N.
Do you mind repeating it?
It's James W. Heslin, H-E-S-L-I-N, Assistant Chief of Police,
yep,
the Hartford Police Department, 155 Morgan Street, Hartford, Connecticut,
06-103. Well, I think...
You make the check out to the Hartford Police Charities.
Right, and on behalf of the...
Oh, if it gets to the police department, I think they'll take it, won't
well,
they?
Well, you know, the gentlemen that are with me here now are going to the hospital tomorrow morning, so I hope they save some of their humor for the children at Newington Children's
Hospital.
Well,
they should listen tonight, too.
I got to admit, these wonderful gentlemen that are here... The co-sponsor of the tournament, Ublein, has been fantastic, and they bought some gifts for the children.
No, I think it was for all of us.
Right. Well, these gentlemen will be distributing the gifts to the children tomorrow.
Well, it isn't that. It's just that for people that can't go and get to the tournament can send in something for the Jimmy Fund.
Yes, they can.
Right, and keep going.
Thank you very much.
Hey, is it possible we can extend the program?
Hello, you're on Nightline.
I want to just ask you, how we collected so many monkeys, you know, just left and don't see the jugs? They're supposed to see some jugs that people can left, not the monkey.
And it's 13 before 8 o'clock here on Nightline. We have a studio full of people who are involved in the Hartford Police Charity Golf Match coming up Monday morning at Hartford Golf Club. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yeah, this is for Jimmy. You alive?
Yeah.
Okay, you aware that there was one F troop in the U.S. at the time you were filming, actual in the Army?
You know what? I was in F troop.
So was I.
Where?
Fort Meade, Maryland.
Well, I was in F troop in the 6th Cavalry at Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Fort Meade, Maryland.
Huh?
F troop, 6th Armored Cavalry, Fort Meade, Maryland.
Wait, what year?
67.
Aha. Uh-huh.
To
68. Yeah, I was, I'm a little older than you. I was at F Troop and the 6th Armored Cav in Fort Knox, Kentucky in 1959. Yeah, yeah.
You're old.
And then I went to Germany. I was in the 11th Armored Cav, right. But the 6th Cav moved around some.
Right, and at the time you were, let's see, I was in it, there were three. There was one in Vietnam, one in Germany, and
that's
one
right.
In the U.S.
That's right.
And the CEO at my time was from Bristol.
Well, my CO was from Philadelphia.
Yeah, so this is a local outfit.
Yeah. Wasn't that fun?
It's weird. It's a small world.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you. Come
no,
out to the tournament.
No, it's a big army.
No, it's a small army.
Come out to the tournament if you can.
What's that?
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, you're on Nightline.
Good evening.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Very well, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, just fine.
Do you have a question for one of our guests?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Como.
Mr. Como is not here. He
no, he's out giving a haircut to Dean Martin.
Perry Como is scheduled to be on with Bill Henry Sunday morning at 10:05 until 11 on Sunday Showcase, and I think Greg Morris is going to be there, too.
Well, you know, I'm not prejudiced. I'll speak to anybody.
Well, we are. Get off the phone.
Man, if I can't get a star, I'll take one in the second
yeah,
rate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. What would you like to know, sir? Mr. Mattingly is here ready to answer your question.
Oh, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's right. Now, what would you like to know? Something about Daktari?
Well, anything.
Tell him anything about Daktari.
Well, the chip was beautiful.
The chip was beautiful. The lion was cross-eyed. The girl was beautiful. We had a lot of fun. I think it was much, you know, a better show than F Troop, but not as good as Mission Impossible. Do you agree with that?
Comme ci, comme ça.
That cost you $10 donation to the police charities for the Jimmy Fund. Send it to Assistant Chief
James
Heslin.
W. Heslin.
That's $10.
He don't need a bunga.
I think the cat split. He swooped.
10 before 8 on Nightline from WTIC in Hartford. Hello, you're on Nightline. Hi.
I would like to speak to Greg Morris.
He's listening to you.
I'm
when he was on Steve Austin's show.
On whose show?
Steve Austin, $6 Million Man.
Oh, yes.
How does Steve Austin bend the propeller?
How did he bend the propeller?
Yeah.
He's very strong. It was a real propeller.
Oh.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Greg, please.
You're right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. Greg, do you have any aspirations to duplicate the feat of Peter Lupus?
No. Let me answer this question this way. I know I'm nice, baby. I don't have to advertise.
And besides, I've seen Peter Lupus's feet.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
I have one question for you. Have you been drinking?
No.
Not yet, but we're working on it.
As soon as we leave here.
Why, have you got something?
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Oh, hello. May I talk to Greg Morris for a minute, please?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, could you tell me, on the $6 Million Man, what was that plane constructed out of?
What was a plane constructed out of?
Yeah, well...
Steel.
Steel, well, mm-hmm. I figured that, you know, since he held on to the propeller with his real hand.
Right.
If he bent it with his fake hand.
Right.
That he couldn't have, that his hand would have flipped right up. And,
oh, sir, been. Hollywood would never lie to you.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, you're on Nightline.
Yes, I want to tell Greg Morris, since he gave me his autograph at the airport, I will send $20 in his name to the donation.
Yay!
Thank you Greg. Very much.
That's lovely.
Hey, Greg, what if we go down to the hotel and you can stand out the line?
We'll break up the whole convention.
If it's $20 an autograph, I'll tell you the room number.
Anyone else who is inclined to send a check into the Hartford Police Charities can send that in care of Assistant Police Chief James W. Heslin, care of Hartford Police, address...
155 Morgan Street, Hartford, Connecticut. Or they can even mail it to Ublein, who's the co-sponsor with the tournament. They'd be very happy to accept them for the police department.
Made out to Hartford Police Charities.
Right.
Thanks, Jerry. 527-4188, Enterprise 9842, if you'd like to get in touch with us here on Nightline, where we have a studio full of guests all involved in the Hartford Police Hiveline Charity Golf Tournament coming up Monday morning, 8 o'clock at Hartford Golf Club.
Yeah, we were going to bring some of the Lions up, but we forgot to.
You know, Tarzan's coming out tomorrow.
Right.
Ron Ely.
Right. We put some ropes up, you know.
Tommy Kennedy will be here from Split Second.
Right.
And it's going to be fun, and I think I can speak for all of us that we've had a ball thus far. We've only been here like a few hours.
Dale Let's, Robertson's bringing his horse.
Right. Which one, the iron one or the one with the meat?
No, the one he's married to.
I hope somebody don't call him up on Sunday and ask him that.
But if you can't come, please do send your donations in care of Assistant Police Chief James T. Heslin.
W.
Well, I got the two words right. What do you want me to do with the initials?
That's right.
Dingbat. Just send it to Mr. Heslin. Say money, honey, and send it.
Jerry,
yes.
Who else is going to be playing in the tournament?
Oh, let's start at the top. We got Whitey Ford coming in. And I've got to say, and publicly, I admire Bobby Mercer. There was some pressure for him not to appear in the tournament, but he gave his commitment back in February. And if it was a choice for playing in the